Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. You'll see that seeing is believing, except this is a podcast.
What the hell are you doing?
It's a song.
Okay.
It's actually in all those PS3 commercials. Welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast, presented by 411 Mania. This is for the week of January 21st, 2008.
It's our dad's birthday.
Yes, it is. Do you hear a loud ringing sound? Is that the Saturn?
It might be. Turn off your TV.
I think it's the Saturn. Yeah, I put in my Saturn.
Your Saturn. No, it's not the Saturn. Well, I don't know
it
what
it could
that
be.
Is.
The Saturn. Oh, it stopped.
It stopped. Okay.
Well, that is great filler right there.
Yes, rich and compelling.
But it's fun. I plugged in the Saturn. What do you mean? It's not your Saturn. It's our Saturn.
Yeah. I know.
What, you were like 9 when we had it? You got Big Brother rules on it or something?
That's absolutely true.
But I plugged in Sonic Jam, playing Sonic Knuckles with Sonic 3 in it. I plan to be going through it a bit. We found Fighters Mega Mix. For those of you who don't know, it's like this game that combined
Virtua Fighter
and
Fighting Vipers.
Fighting Vipers and other crazy stuff, like a Daytona car.
Yeah.
And Rent-A-Hero.
Some of the characters from the Sonic fighting game.
Oh, yeah. All like the two like original characters from that game, though.
Yeah.
One was like a flicky thing. But it is, you know, it's fun.
Anyway.
It was one of those first crossover fighting games. Although I guess King of Fighters is like the first crossover fighting game.
Yes.
Okay. But anyways, we're going to have a great show for everybody. We're going to start off with news as usual, and then we'll move on to the best ever. Topic will be a surprise because I just remembered we have the best ever. So I'm going to be thinking about that a little bit.
All right.
It'll be good. Oh, I got an idea. It'll be good, though. And then we're going to go on to our week in gaming, talk about the games we've been playing. Then we're going. If you play more games this week, I know last week we didn't play much.
A little bit.
I played something
best as I could.
I was going a little retro this week, as you can probably already tell by the Saturn. Best as you could. AJ got robbed, so stick around for more details. I guess that's our first news story.
Yeah.
Breaking news. Okay.
Finish the run.
Where was I? Oh, then weekly game releases.
The downloadable games first.
Downloadable game releases. Weekly game releases. Then the 411 on 411, where we talk about what's going on 411mania.com/games. So why don't we get going with the news?
So yeah, first news story. Local camel resident gets robbed, becomes extremely irate.
Camp Camel, Ohio. That would be you. So what'd they take at, guy?
So
Friday, you don't have to go into details.
I know, Friday night, my house was broken into that I just moved into last week. They took my Xbox 360, my PlayStation 3, about 15 DVDs. They took my wireless router, my Monster Cable surge protector, and my Logitech Universal remote.
Now here's the tragic part. Some of my save files were on his 360 hard drive.
I lost 35 hours of Mass Effect and 60 hours of Oblivion. I'm pissed.
I was two kills away from being Assassin's Creed. I don't know what else I can't remember what else I have on there.
And they also took my roommate's state-issued laptop, his Bose headphones, and his $100 watch. A total of about $4,000 worth of stuff taken.
Man, that sucks.
Yeah, not too happy.
But your birthday's coming around, so you'll recover some of it.
Yeah.
And maybe you'll get a better 360 than you already had.
Oh. The thing is, I don't care about the PS3 for games. I mean, I kind of like miss playing Eye of Judgment, but I just got my Pixar movies for Christmas on Blu-ray, and now I can't watch.
Can I borrow those?
I guess.
Sweet.
Why not?
But you're going to want that in time for Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yeah, so.
But at least you have your Wii to play Smash Bros. This month.
This is a positive. The Wii was lying on the floor, completely disconnected. They just didn't take it.
I think you missed the segue I gave you, though. You can play Smash Brothers this month, or next month. It's not February.
Oh, thank you.
Messed up.
say it again.
Well, guy.
Yes,
at
Mike.
Least you can play Smash Brothers on your Wii next month.
That's incorrect, Mike.
Say what?
Smash Brothers was delayed.
What?
I know.
Tell me all about this.
Smash Brothers Brawl will now be coming out on March 9th.
A whole month delay for us. It only got delayed a week.
In Japan, yes.
What about Europe? They haven't even announced a release date, huh?
Yeah, you guys are screwed. Sorry.
Are there really many... It just seems to me that if I was a hardcore gamer in Europe, I would have to import.
Oh, yeah.
Like, do they, you think?
I'm sure.
I should talk
Sony's
to them.
Sony's tried to stop that, actually, a lot in the past.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
If you have a... European. I mean, if you have an American PS2, for example, they can't really stop you, can they?
No.
Okay. But go on.
So yeah, I mean, well, not much more to say really. The game's been delayed to March 9th.
It's either got to be localization or manufacturing because there's not too much they can do to the like the actual
game. Yeah, I mean,
game
well, there's a lot
point.
You could do in a month, but the fact that it's only a week in Japan.
Right.
Yeah, that's that. You're right. It's either localization or manufacturing.
I think it maybe is localization and for us and maybe manufacturing for Japan. Because what else can they do in Japan in a week? It's just make
much.
The game, I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah.
I mean, it's already got to be cool because I don't know if you have this, but Famitsu reviewed it.
Yeah, perfect scores. And interestingly, I was looking at a trend of Famitsu's. They will only give one game per system with perfect scores.
Yeah, I saw that. Let's see. GameCube had Wind Waker.
Yeah.
Which I applaud immensely.
The PlayStation 1 was Vagrant Story.
Oh, yeah. The only Final Fantasy game was Final Fantasy 12. Is that
yeah,
the PS2?
12 on the PS2. And
Nintendo talks for the DS. People think that's interesting, but these are Japanese gamers.
Mm-hmm.
Ocarina of Time was the first one. And Soul Calibur for the Dreamcast.
Yeah. Was there one on the Xbox?
I doubt it.
I think there was something.
Well, what would they give it?
I don't know.
I mean, there's Halo and there's Star Wars Knights of the Republic.
They like
I know
stuff.
It wasn't those.
Well, anyway. So, yeah, we got to wait another month.
That Famitsu review, though, said that one of the best things about it was a single-player mode.
Yeah, and well, if you go to game trailers or game
or
videos.
A lot of places
or if
this.
You read the full circle that I wrote this week, because I stuck it in there.
Right.
You can watch. They released this great new trailer for the game that really shows
it's,
off a
it's
lot
like
of
a
stuff.
It's like a tutorial almost.
Yeah, and I'm stoked for this single player, which is going to have full online co-op as well.
It's online co-op?
Yeah.
See, that's why I keep saying that this is like...
This is going to be the greatest.
This co-op. Is like, yeah, but it's also like Wii's Halo 3. And that's
pretty
got
much.
Like features to like the brim.
Right, right.
And I mean...
But I mean, can you imagine playing a storied level with Sonic and Mario working together?
Last level, probably.
Oh, God, I hope. Or a level... Could you imagine a level that Samus and Solid Snake working together, fighting through Shadow Moses, going after Ridley?
Just stop it.
Yeah. What if? Okay. There you go. What if it's you fighting Metal Gear Ray and Ridley?
Oh God.
This is gonna be the best game ever. Because I say that and it's completely plausible.
Yeah, it's probably gonna happen.
I know.
It's like, who would win in a fight?
I mean, the first level of the game is you as Kirby fighting off the giant piranha plant that has Zelda and Princess Peach in cages, and whichever one you save will affect the story.
And they just announced, like, the sticker. You used to collect stickers in the game.
Yeah.
And if you put stickers on the base of your character's trophy, which is like a circular base that it stands on, and, you know, you can put as many stickers on it that'll fit without overlapping, and the stickers have stat bonuses.
Right, and bigger stickers have better benefits.
Right, and you can't repeat stickers. But if you put a big Sonic sticker on there, for example, which we've seen, I'm sure it'd be, like, +2 to speed.
Right.
This is only for single player, because obviously that'd be incredibly bad for balancing.
Yeah.
But so much stuff from that video. You have to see that video.
The video's fantastic.
It's really good. It's so much good stuff. It shows a lot of the levels. Levels look great.
The Shadow Moses level with the Metal Gear ripping through the wall.
Oh, man.
Oh, God,
the Final Smash
so
is looking great. Simus is like beam.
Oh, that's awesome. This game's just...
Did I say Simus? I mean...
Yeah. The podcast we do after that game comes out, it's just going to be an hour of us talking about that game, I think.
So many Final Smashes look so cool, though. Fox calls down an Landmaster.
Yeah,
like,
and he goes
so
around...
That's so freaking cool.
I know.
It's just... These guys got it. They get it.
Yeah, they totally understand.
The only thing they have done wrong is not make Little Mac a character.
That's pretty much it, but he's at least an assist trophy. He's at least
in
there.
And the only feature I can think of they haven't announced yet that would be totally cool is recording video.
Yeah.
You know,
Instant replays. You're getting screenshots, which you could send. So it's working.
And I mean, that's cool. I mean, it has a level editor.
Considering the Wii has no hard drive, maybe that's the impediment to that.
That's true. I mean, hardware
so screenshots are not a bad compromise.
No. Plus, we have a level editor and the best soundtrack of all time.
And they show the level editor, and I thought the levels would end up looking really generic that you make, but they show one in action, and they look pretty good.
The great thing about the level editor is, in case they don't have Final Destination, which is just a flat level, I can just make, like, a line.
There you go.
There it is.
Piece of cake. And
I can pick whatever songs I want to put on it. I'll just put the best songs on there.
Oh, and speaking of, this game is going to have the most phenomenal soundtrack
ever. I said that. But, I mean, just listen to the samples. They have a remix of Angel Island song from Sonic 3.
Oh, with a guitar playing the melody. Mm.
They have original composition, like a new song from Metal Gear Solid 4. I mean, I guess
the love theme.
Yeah, only Metal Gear Solid 4 would have a love theme that is as badass as that song.
Yeah,
is.
Oh, it's gonna be so good.
It's gonna.
All right, I think we've geeked out about this enough for now.
I guess it's. I mean, a game could only be this good. Where I'm not even that upset about the delay.
Yeah.
I mean, first off, it's been 6 years for me at this point.
Another month?
What the hell ever.
Yeah.
All right, but you know what? They could take all the time they want.
Yes.
As long as it's this year.
All right. Moving on. Well, this is cool. It's been confirmed that Sam and Max will be coming to the Wii,
now,
to nobody's great surprise.
Now, this makes me very happy that I have not played these games.
Yeah, this actually benefits you quite nicely.
So, you know, things usually work out for me.
So, they haven't confirmed the details yet, but what I imagine is that you can go to the stores now and on the PC buy what's called Season 1, which is the first six episodes.
Right.
So, it'll probably be that for the Wii. You know, it's the game is a one-button point-and-click interface. It's perfect for the Wii. The graphics are nothing the Wii can't handle.
Do you think it'll be WiiWare by episode?
No. They're too big. They're too big. They're far too big. There's a lot of voices.
Is there?
Games.
Okay.
Nah, they'll just put it on the disc. There's no reason not to.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, I don't see why you would only want, like, episode one, for instance.
Right.
I mean, maybe you already played through all of them, but
right.
At what point would you even need to play them for? Just to try it, rent it, or something?
So last week we talked about how Star Trek Online... Was that last week?
Yeah, that was last week.
Okay, we talked about how it's all screwed up. Well, apparently now Cryptic, the makers of City of Heroes, will be making the game. They've inherited all of Perpetual's art assets and things of that nature, but they get no actual code. So essentially the game's starting over. I think this could work very well.
There's a couple... Now, first off, there's one thing they have to keep, was at some point, very early in development, the Star Trek Online people announced the races, and the races they picked were just about perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Great selection of races. They were divided into, like, intelligent, like, medium, and, like, brute, kind of,
mm-hmm.
maybe. Like, there was Klingons, Bajorans, Trill, a lot of, like, obscure races that were cool, Andorians, the pig people whose name isn't coming to me, something, T-H something, but they were mm-hmm. very good race selection. I hope they have something equally varied. I hope it's not just humans, Vulcans, and Klingons.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Now, the thing that kind of worries me about the Save Heroes, they made a good MMO, but it was MMO light.
Right.
Star Trek MMO needs to be a kind of a hardcore MMO.
That's the thing. What I never understood when Perpetual announced that Star Trek Online was going to go in a more casual direction, we've already been proved that Star Trek, as of late, has been anything but casual. The only people who give a shit about Star Trek right now are the hardcores, so you may as well cater to that crowd.
Well,
because with a casual MMO based on Star Trek, the casual aspect risks alienating the Star Trek players who will buy the game, realize this is just World of Warcraft with a Star Trek skin. I'm still on a planet fighting boars. They'll get bored and leave. And you're never going to get casuals to pick it up because it says Star Trek.
You know, it's kind of funny. This is the same exact error they made with Star Trek Enterprise, in that it was still a Star Trek show, but they tried to dress it up like it wasn't.
Right.
But they didn't call it
Star Trek.
Not until a third season. They had, like, a very lyrical intro that was very kind of anti... Like, not like what they've been doing.
Yeah.
But getting casuals, though, if this new movie is a hit...
That's going to be Cryptic's biggest advantage, is that because this game was supposed to come out 2007 before any of that happens.
Yeah.
Now Cryptic at least may have the potential hype of the new Star Trek movie to build.
Of course, the original game is supposed to take place some years after, like Next Generation timeline.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what they'll do with that.
Right.
But speaking of the new Star Trek, we saw the trailer today.
Yeah.
We actually went to see the bucket list, but I'm like, dude, Cloverfield's at like 4:40. Let's just go sneak in there first to see the trailer.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It really gets you excited.
It is. A lot of people are going to be like, oh, there's nothing in it. It's a teaser trailer, you know.
As far as teasers go,
yeah,
it's a great
teaser trailer. Definitely, you know, I think it goes online on Monday. So when this comes out, it'll probably be online somewhere. So find it and watch it. All you Star Trek nerds and those of you who aren't yet.
The Trekkies or Trekkers or whatever they prefer nowadays. All right, so Bionic Commando, the dev team announced that there would be a Megaton announcement this week, and it was revealed to some speculation that proved true that they're doing a remake of the original Bionic Commando on Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Network. It's the same classic gameplay from the Nintendo Arcade version with a really nice graphical facelift. You never played the original, right?
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking, is I really never touched the original game.
I picked up a ROM emulator of it a few years ago, and it's really cool. I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah, I really want to try it.
To both games I'm looking forward to. And one cool thing they revealed at the end of the trailer they released for the remake is that playing through that game will unlock a new player model in the new Bionic Commando game that's more of a closer remake of the original character.
You know what that reminds me of?
Huh.
Remember Metroid Fusion and Metroid Prime?
Mm-hmm.
You could beat Metroid Fusion if you plugged it into your GameCube, you unlocked the Metroid Fusion.
That's right, yeah. So it's something like that.
Yeah, okay, that's
so
cool.
It should be pretty neat.
Do we know when this is coming out at all? Probably right in time for the new game?
Yeah, I imagine. I'm not sure when that's coming out. But both games I'm looking very forward to. I think they're going to be fun. I like swinging in games.
Like, yeah, like in that Ronald McDonald game or Dynamite Heady.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Yeah, both of them, actually.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. That Ronald McDonald game was good.
All right, so we heard last week again how the medic class in Team Fortress 2 would be receiving a bit of an overhaul. And the same will apparently be true for the Pyro and the Soldier. What they're doing for the Pyro is to make them a little more viable for especially people who kind of go for points. Because a Pyro is not really supposed to get in there and kill a lot of people. It's just supposed to cause mayhem.
Right.
So he's going to receive points for every enemy that he ignites, well, not just
that
kill.
That makes sense.
Which is cool. The Soldier, Robin Walker, who's the lead developer on the game, this is his quote, was, a little more they'll make soldiers, quote, a little more careful firing their rockets at point-blank targets. I don't know what that means.
Does it mean less splash damage?
I guess the soldier himself will inflict more splash damage, but then the only thing that could break rocket jumping. So I don't know exactly what they're going to do. But I trust them. Those guys
know
what they're doing.
It's kind of weird. As much as I was looking for Team Fortress 2, as good as I admit it is, I haven't really played a whole lot of it.
I love it. I was just playing it. Well, I'll save this. I'll save it for our
but you know what?
Game
I think my problem is that there's like one Capture the Flag level.
Yeah.
It's like the best level for me.
If you get over that, you got to get over that, I think. And
I guess,
you'll find
but I just,
it's a phenomenal.
I guess. Plus, I just haven't given up a chance. But I'll get into it still. Yeah. All right. What is this?
Okay. Have you played Scrabulous on Facebook?
Oh, no, but I did read about this now. It's like a Scrabble app.
Right. There's an app you can get on Facebook that lets you play Scrabble, and it's like, you know, you take your turn, and it just sends a message to your friend on Facebook saying, hey, it's your turn. You gradually play out a game of Scrabble. And this was just made by two guys, and so now Mattel and Hasbro are requesting to Facebook that they remove this app because it's a blatant ripoff of Scrabble.
I guess so. It's also.
I just hope that they replace it themselves because it's fun. I like it.
Oh, I doubt it. Well, I don't know. Are we really attacking Facebook now for copyright?
Yeah,
it's kind of weird.
Right?
I don't know. Whatever.
Now, this is interesting. After saying it was impossible to do on consoles, there are rumors flying around. This comes from GamesRadar UK that Crysis is coming to the PlayStation 3, but not the 360 for supposed technical reasons.
This is still a rumor, though, right?
Still a rumor.
I mean, I guess it's believable.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why this game cannot run on either console. My guess would be that really, because it's a complicated game, they need to code it specifically for one console, and they'd pick the PlayStation.
I get the impression that they didn't want to do this, but after the PC version underperformed.
Yeah.
Well, let's go into a little did you know fact.
Yeah, this is cool. Apparently, World of Warcraft has a gold limit, and it was hit this week. The limit being 214,748 gold, 36 silver, and 48 copper.
What
How
a random,
arbitrary
yeah.
is that?
Must mean maybe it's a code.
I don't know.
We got to hack this.
Yeah. Everyone get your decoder rings out and figure this out.
Hacks it.
So we were all promised a few weeks ago a free game for the Xbox Live Arcade as apology for Xbox Live outages over the holiday, and that has been revealed, and it will be the game Undertow. Have you played this game at all, the trial?
No.
I did, and it's actually neat. It's basically a twin-stick shooter underwater, and the basic gameplay is really not unlike the capture command point mode in Team Fortress 2, where you're just swimming from point to point, fighting off the enemy. So it'll be available to all gold and silver members from 2 a.m. Pacific time on Wednesday, January 23rd, through 11:59 Pacific time, Sunday, January 27th. So make sure, if you have no inclination of getting it, may as well get it so you have the credit for it.
It's free.
If you already bought the game, too, Xbox Live says that you should call 1-800-4-MY-XBOX, and they will take care of you. We don't know exactly what they're going to do, but I imagine maybe they'll just give you 800 points.
It sounds kind of threatening, like they're going to place a hit on you.
We'll take care of it.
Like, oh, man, this guy's going to complain. We have no backup plan. All right.
You will be eliminated.
This next news story is pretty interesting, I think.
Yeah, I was originally going to report that there were rumors of Factor 5 working on a new Wii game, and now the website Combo has gotten insider information from
Nintendo.
Insider
information from Nintendo?
This is why it's rumored. Yeah, that Factor 5 is making a new Kid Icarus game.
Okay, rumor. Let's pretend it's true.
Okay.
Okay, first off, I think clearly people will be upset because these are the guys who made Lair.
Lair, but they're also the guys who made Rogue Squadron, which
was
good.
And a problem with Lair was that it had 6-axis controls, which were bad,
right.
But that kind of thing might work on the Wii.
Right.
But Kid Icarus is a game that should not necessarily play like Rogue Squadron or Lair.
Yeah, because as we found out, Lair was really just Rogue Squadron with the skin.
Yeah.
Despite what they may say.
The skin needs to be more Zelda than anything.
Yes.
And one more problem. My biggest problems with Lair weren't necessarily controls. Or
no,
gameplay.
It was stuff like how there were cutscenes for everything right. That took control out of your hands for no reason. We've been through this
before. It's the same kind of bad game design that Sonic Team does these days, basically.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
too many cutscenes. There's just too many instances where you're not playing a game. And, I mean, if a game doesn't let me have control of it for more than, like, 15 seconds for no good reason, I just get mad.
Right.
I mean, that's why I love experiences like Half-Life 2 or BioShock.
Mm-hmm.
Or even, like, that's why some of these older games, like, that's why Sonic 3 is a million times better than the new Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, you're always playing.
Yeah, you're always playing. Unless, like, you know, Knuckles comes to blow up a bridge or something for 2 seconds.
Right.
But that's that. I'm sure some people are going to be really upset about this. I have hope.
You gotta.
I mean,
why not?
You imagine. I mean, remember how upset people were when Metroid Prime was being made? It was like, oh, first person shooter Metroid game,
and that was fantastic.
Yeah, so we'll see.
I think
if this is even true,
I really don't understand why Kid Icarus is so popular. Because I mean, you've played the original, right?
Yeah, I played.
It's not that good.
Both of us played it recently, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
maybe it was better at the time. I don't know.
Yeah, I couldn't get into it, but a lot of people seem to like it. I'm
yeah,
sure there's something.
People
to
are glad that Pit's in Smash Brothers.
And I think the concept is cool enough to warrant a new game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Nintendo. All their other games they don't cash in on.
Right.
All right, and lastly on the news, we're going to talk about the ever-exciting NPD number.
NPD.
This time for December.
Wee.
Wee. Speaking of Wii. But, the number one system was Nintendo DS by
this
landslide.
December 2007. But yeah.
This system came out in what? November 2004?
2,470,000 units sold of the Nintendo DS.
Jeez, that's insane.
That's ridiculous.
All right. Next up was Wii with 1,350,000.
Uh-huh.
And the 360, not that far behind, with 1,260,000.
It's only 90,000 shy.
You could probably blame Wii shortages, but man, what if the 360 number was higher than Wii?
Oh,
people would have flipped out. They would have flipped out.
Yeah. So this is PlayStation 2 with 1.1 million. Then the PlayStation Portable right behind that with 1,060,000. And dead last again, the PlayStation 3, 796,600.
Now, I know a lot of people want to defend, like, oh, it's doing better. But, I mean, you're still doing, I don't know, quite a bit
lower.
They're
the only thing that didn't break a million.
Yeah, but they're happy with it. I mean, so whatever. Obviously, we're seeing similar trends here, except 360 is gaining on the Wii. Again, that might be shortages. We'll see next month if that is or not.
Right.
PSP still doing pretty okay for itself. PS2 not going away yet.
Yeah, seriously.
And, PS3
I can't
still
believe
struggling.
Can you imagine what's going to happen when they finally do drop the price of that thing to $100?
Yeah. Well,
I'll get one.
Normally that's a big deal, but I guess you need one. But
yeah,
maybe. I was about to say a lot of people already have them, but you know, there's still people.
I guess.
So,
I mean, no real surprises with the hardware.
No, but software is interesting. Number one, I'm not going to talk about numbers to tell you who's number one.
Yeah.
Number one was Call of Duty 4. 360 version.
Yes.
The PS3 version is not
on
the
list.
Not on the list. Maybe there's the PC version, but that kind of goes without saying. Number two, Super Mario Galaxy. Not far behind Call of Duty. And then number three is Guitar Hero 3 for the PlayStation 2. That's the only version of that game to appear on the list.
No, it's not.
It's not? Oh, the 360 version is number nine. Never mind.
Yeah.
Oh, it's weird the Wii version's not on there.
Yeah.
Last month I sold the 360
version. Right.
Interesting. We play with remote. Still selling very well at 4. Number 5 is Assassin's Creed. Been selling very well. Number 6, Halo 3. 7, Brain Age 2. 8, Madden NFL 08 for PlayStation 2.
That's random.
Not really.
It's a good Christmas game, I guess.
It's the system. It's the Madden game that is on the system that most people have when
True.
You think about it. And the 9 is Guitar Hero 3 for 360. And 10 is Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games.
For Wii. Yeah.
Yeah, well. Yep, so anything with Mario when it sells pretty well. Call of Duty 4 was the number one seller.
Yeah,
see,
and I believe
people wonder why we get, like Call of Duty game every year.
This is why.
Yeah.
You keep buying them. I mean, granted, COD 4 is a brilliant game. 5, I don't have much hope for.
Right, but 6 should be great.
Yeah, get the even numbered ones.
Yes. All right, well, let's move on to the best ever.
Okay.
All right, we're going a little old school in the best ever because I'm in such an old school feel.
Okay.
We're going to do the best NES game ever.
Oh.
Which, I mean, I almost feel bad doing this. I feel like we should be saving on some of these, but I'm just running out of best ever ideas.
Yeah, we should ask for reader requests for best ever ideas.
I do, but sometimes there's like let's say they wanted the best Castlevania ever. Like, you haven't played too many
Castlevania
games.
Right, but, send them. We'll go through them.
Yeah, definitely. So best NES games. Now, I think a lot, like the one that gets mentioned when people say best NES game is usually Super Mario 3.
Mm-hmm.
And you know I'm a little bit on the Super Mario 3's overrated train.
Yes.
Because I just think the levels are a little, they're all too short. Some of the wackier level designs just a little too wacky. Some of the power-ups are just a little gimmicky. People seem to love it, but that's just what I feel. It's still a great game, but I would not call it the best.
Yeah, I enjoy it too, but I agree. I don't think it's necessarily the best one.
While we're talking about, like, beloved games, Zelda 1, it's still fun. It hasn't aged very well, I think.
Right.
It hasn't aged as well as the Mario games from the NES.
Right.
Compared to, like, Mario games now. But Zelda 1 is still... I mean, you're playing Zelda 1, it's like, you should just play Link to the Past almost.
Yeah.
Zelda 2 has been more interesting, but I never got very far in it.
I downloaded the Virtual Console, and I can't beat the first boss. It's impossible.
It is difficult. You know, same thing about Metroid 1, actually, hasn't aged fantastically.
No, I've never actually beat Zero Mission, which is the remake, but I never did beat it originally.
Well, the original version is kind of hard.
Well, I remember playing that game as a kid, and I had no idea what the hell was going on. I mean, I kind of enjoyed jumping around and shooting stuff, but, like, I didn't know what I was doing.
I don't know why you told me this. I don't know if you actually believe this or you're just lying to me, but I believed it for the longest time because you told me once. You told me that no one has ever beaten Metroid once when we were little.
No, I don't know.
You told me that, and for the longest time, I believed
it. At least
that
I knew.
Longest time I believed. No, you told me no one has ever beaten Metroid.
Maybe it was true. I don't know.
It wasn't true.
A lot of that game came down to just bombing every single tile there was just to see if something opened up, because that's pretty much all you could do.
Yeah, plus you didn't have a map, which is, I imagine, incredibly annoying.
Yeah.
You know, I still want to download Star Tropics and play that again. Not that I think it would be the best NES game
ever.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know what was a good NES game? This was back when Capcom had all the rights to the NES for the Disney games.
Uh-huh.
They made that really good DuckTales game.
And the Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers game.
Right. And those are both really good games.
Yeah.
Of
course, you got all the Mega Man games.
Yeah, which I know a lot of people say 2 is the best of those. I wouldn't disagree. I think 3 is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Really, 2, 3, 4, and 5 I like a lot. 6, I don't know.
Yeah, they had the suits were kind of fun.
I don't know. Kind of fun, kind of gimmicky. 1 just was lacking...
It just wasn't there yet.
1 was more like an arcade game, because it was originally an arcade game.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Mega Man 2 does have the best cover art ever.
Yeah, that's true.
And Mega Man 1's got pretty good cover art.
Yeah. It's Contra 1, which is, you know, fun.
Me and our friend Jonathan, we sat down with the determination to beat that game, and after, like, 4 hours, we did it.
Well, I don't believe that.
Truth. Ask him.
No way. You use that Konami code. When you lie
nope,
to me.
No codes.
Don't believe you.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever played the NES Castlevania games?
Yes, they're hard.
They're hard. They're fun. Especially if you play them on a ROM, you got the quick save, quick load feature.
Yeah, that would help, I imagine.
Castlevania 1's great. Castlevania 3 is really good.
2
has,
is terrible.
Well, supposedly. Oh, I'm just going by what the angry video game nerd has said.
Yeah.
But 3 was a lot of fun. You can even get like extra characters in it, and mm-hmm. they had their neat things. You could switch back and forth between them. Take that, Genji 2, this game has real-time character changing, which Genji has actually as well, but they didn't tout that feature.
Yeah.
But Castlevania 3 was a lot of fun. You got anything else?
I'm trying to think more standouts.
Well, there's the Final Fantasies.
Yeah.
1 was the one really had. Just buying a commando.
Yeah, we didn't play it at the time.
I guess there's Metal Gear Solid 1, which a lot of people think, I kind of think of as an MSX game these days.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was there.
True that.
Do you have a favorite? Well, what about Mario 2? What'd you think of Mario 2? I like Mario 2.
It was weird.
A lot of people are down on Mario 2.
I think I appreciate it more now. At the time, I think I just played it because it was Mario, but like I didn't really get it.
I gotta say, when I was little, I just never questioned its Mario-ness.
Right.
Probably because I was so young that...
It didn't occur to me that, like, hey, there's no Goombas or anything in
right.
this.
And plus, I was so young... The game may not have come out before I was born, it might have, but it at least, before I was very sentient or aware of what was going around with me, Mario 2 existed.
Right.
So, it's hard to say. Stop yawning.
Sorry.
Okay, do you have a best NES game ever?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I'm going to say that, to me, my favorite NES game ever It was probably Mega Man 2.
Mega Man 2 is a very good one. I was probably going to say Mega Man 3.
All right.
Which is interesting. I didn't realize we were both such Mega Man fanboys.
Apparently we are. Yeah. Who knew?
I'll tell you what, though. This would surprise you, but Castlevania 3 is up there.
Yeah?
Castlevania 3 is a very good game.
Huh.
It's worth checking out, I think.
Cool.
Still holds up well. Also, obviously, the Mario games. But yeah, I love those Mega Man games.
Yeah.
Especially as a kid. I play them all the time. Mega Man 2, 3, 2 through 5, great.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then.
On to our weekend gaming. So one thing I got to play before my PlayStation was stolen was the demo for Turok.
Oh, I want to play that. I haven't had a chance to yet.
It's surprisingly pretty awesome. Like, I was shocked. The I don't know if it's just the PlayStation controller or what. I found the controls to be a little imprecise as far as aiming went.
Right.
We just got the demo disc for the 360 version, so we could maybe try that. But graphics are great. The you know fighting dinosaurs is fun because we haven't done it in a while, so you know, it's a nice change. They do this neat thing. I mean, it's kind of gimmicky, but like dinosaurs can like blindside you and they'll tackle you, and then like once you're down on the ground, then it'll go to like a little button mashing thing, like hit L and R, just keep hitting R and you push them off. But the cool thing is, while you're getting tackled, it remains in first person, so it's kind of neat because you're sitting there, and all of a sudden you get knocked to the ground, you see this dinosaur on top of you. So that's pretty cool.
I mean, the idea of an FPS with dinosaurs in it has always been cool.
Yes, and then they brought in the kind of, you know, sneaking through the tall grass, coming up behind mercenaries and knifing them. And that actually works really well, too.
Sounds like Call of Duty 4.
Yeah, but then once I got to just shooting at the guys, that's, like I said, where the imprecise control factor in. Because, I mean, the dinosaurs are big. They're not hard to miss. But
right.
I was shooting at guys from a distance, and all I had was a shotgun. So that was
a little
tricky.
Do you still play as a Native American in this game?
No, he's just like a space marine named Turok.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah. Although they talk about, like, there's a flashback to your knife training, and they're talking about how the Native Americans believe the knife was the gateway to the soul or something cheesy like that.
That's a pretty silly belief.
Yeah. But
we're making fun of people's beliefs.
Another cool thing is one of the things the game I've read emphasizes, and I got a hint of it in what I played, is like the dinosaurs behave like actual animals. They're not all just trying to kill you. So like you come out of this cave, and I saw they're like Comptosauruses, and my first inclination was to start shooting them, and I realized they weren't bothering me, so I just left them alone. They left me alone.
That's cool.
Then I saw it's a Hadrosaur. Again, it was, like, blocking my way. I thought I was going to have to fight, but I just kind of walked up to it. It took a look at me and then just walked by after I realized it wasn't a threat. So I was like, oh, that's kind
of
neat.
You know what that makes me think of? Remember Star Trek Elite Force?
Uh-huh.
Remember how cool it was, like, that first level? The Borg wouldn't do anything to you at first because you weren't a threat.
Yeah,
it was just kind of that was cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah, I want to try out this demo.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I still have some hope for Turok.
Yep.
Play anything else interesting? No.
Oh, so I just wanted to mention my Team Fortress 2 round.
Oh, you want to mention a specific round?
Well, yeah, because it was sweet what I did. I was playing with some guys from 1UP, and we were playing on Granary. And it was just cool because, like, I was a pyro. The entire team went left, so I flanked right. We actually like, kind of coordinated this. So there was just one heavy weapons
Tricky.
Guy left on the last point, and he was shooting at all of them. And I came up behind him, flamed him, and got the capture.
That is the most impressive story I've ever heard.
Thank you.
Good work. Good work. Well, I've been doing a lot of retro things. I went to like a 24-hour sci-fi movie marathon in Case.
Mm-hmm.
And some guy actually brought like some old systems. He brought a Dreamcast, a Super Nintendo, and a Genesis. So I was playing around with those a lot of the times. You know, I played Super Mario World, Sonic and 3 with Sonic and Knuckles in it, for example. But the Dreamcast was fun because he had Samba de Amigo 2000.
Nice.
Which is a game I just love. And I haven't even played 2000 version, but it had all the songs from the original.
Uh-huh.
So I got to play Burning Hearts and Samba de Amigo, the song.
Nice.
It's really cool. And I just saw in the Game Informer that they're talking about that new Samba de Amigo by Gearbox.
Mm-hmm.
I still have hope for that. I'm a little bummed out you don't actually have real maracas, but apparently they have some old songs in it, including Living La Vida Loca and Take On Me.
Right.
I had to sing it to myself first.
I was going to say.
So I'm, you know, I love Samba de Amigo. What can I say? We also played Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Great game.
Yes, when I destroyed everyone at it. We also played Soul Calibur 1, and it was kind of disheartening playing that game.
Why?
Because I realized that the whole franchise has not gone very far from that.
This is true.
It's like the same exact thing. It even looks almost just as good as all of them.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it was fun, but, I mean, I didn't even play as Yoshimitsu back in that day, and I still know who's Musa because I played with him in two. But it, you know, it was fun. I hope Soul Calibur 4 does some new interesting things besides having random Star Wars characters in it. And that's just my hope. Besides that, I haven't done anything. Oh, you know what? Oh, no. I've been playing Phoenix Wright 3.
Oh, how's that?
And it is really good. It is great. I mean, it's just, it has a lot. Like, I remember I was complaining last time about the Phoenix Wright games where if you lost in a trial, you had to start the whole trial over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, I don't know if this has always been the games where this is the first time it's been in it. I don't know, but there's a save and suspend play option, right?
Right, right.
And I always assumed that was like, once you picked up that save again, it was gone.
Right.
But it's not.
Oh.
It's not in this one.
Weird.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why they worded it like that. So I don't know if this has been there or not, but it's helpful, and I'm enjoying it more. Also, I think these trials, they run better than in Phoenix Wright 2. In Phoenix Wright 2, there were too many times where I was like, I don't really know where I'm going. Or, like, I was presenting evidence that I thought was perfectly rational, but the judge wasn't picking up on it.
Right.
It seems to be working better in this game.
That's good.
And the fan service in this game is fantastic. Right. Especially the final mission. For those of you who are fans of the game, you're going to love certain twists at the final trial takes, which I'm cool. in the middle of right now.
Nice.
And you really do need to play those games.
Yeah.
Apparently there's like a online demo for Phoenix Wright 4 out there somewhere.
Yeah, I read about that. I haven't tried it.
Yeah, you just play it online. I didn't want to do it yet, even though that game's disconnected from the other ones. I don't know.
Right.
I know I'm getting it.
Your copy of the first one because they didn't steal my DS. I can still play that.
That's true. I will have to dig that up for you.
Cool.
I love those games. It reminds me so much of old school adventure games where puzzles and dialogue were king, you know?
Right.
Yeah, it's good stuff. There's actually a really funny line. I don't know if you go to like this computer lady and you just ask her for something. She's like, oh, I'm sorry, that's a secret protective artifact. She goes on. It's like the acronym for whatever she says is SPARDA. So Sparta.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one girl who's like your assistant, Maya, is like, what? This is madness. And then Phoenix Wright goes, no, this is Sparta.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That,
See, that's what makes those games so good is the localization on them is fantastic. Yeah.
There's also a reference to Metachlorians at some point. So it's a funny game. I really enjoy games. I think we need more games like this.
Right.
And
excellent.
Yeah, fun stuff. All right.
Yeah, I was playing Mass Effect, and that's gone. I know.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
All right,
play more PC games. Well, World of Warcraft, here I come.
I guess so. Well, let's go talk about the downloadable games.
Okay. So, the Wii Virtual Console. Well, again, only two games this week. I hope this isn't a trend.
Well, I mean, yeah, two games isn't bad. I mean, they're kind of running out of them.
Yeah,
I mean, how often was there three good games anyways?
Well, yeah. So, first up,
you get two bad games sometimes, like today.
We got Pack Attack for the Super Nintendo.
I remember getting Pack Attack.
I don't remember it, actually.
I remember, I think our parents were going to the store. I told them I want Pac-Man. And they came out with Pack Attack, and I was incredibly disappointed. Like, to the point of throwing a fit, I think. I despise this puzzle game so much.
It's certainly not worth $8.
Well, talk about $8. We probably paid $54.
Well, yeah.
God.
And the other one is a game for the TurboGrafx-16 CD-ROM called Riot Zone.
That sounds awfully familiar.
Side-scrolling fighting game.
You know, what was the name of the...
wait a second. The Crime Syndicate Dragon Zone has kidnapped Hawk's girlfriend.
Aw, shit.
Why was everybody's girlfriends getting kidnapped?
The fighting games, those 2D side-scroll games, that's like all it was. Because only hard butts would like...
Play as Hawk or Tony.
Wait, that's weird.
That is weird.
Hawk or Tony? What the heck? Okay. It's a little strange. Obviously, that can't be a reference. But what was the TurboGrafx game that was a launch game for TurboGrafx, the regular, not TurboGrafx CD?
Oh, Keith Courage and the Alpha Zones?
Yeah, did that ever come out?
No, it needs to, though. That game was sweet.
All right, keep going.
Xbox Live Arcade, Boogie Bunnies. Okay. I got nothing.
What's Boogie Bunnies?
No clue.
All right, let's move on.
PlayStation Network. We have two kind of like tech demo things for the PSI. One's called Mesmerize Trace. The other's called Tori Amaki.
Are these good?
They're just kind of things to screw around. Like, it does
It's like Electroplankton?
Yeah, but with the eye. And then they did a Blast Factor bundle that I guess puts Blast Factor and all the little expansion levels it did into one package for $13.
Was Blast Factor the first dual stick shooter game they had, kind of?
Yeah. And that reminds me of something I forgot in our week in gaming, was I played the demo that they released for Super Stardust HD, which was awesome, okay. Actually. Glad I didn't end up buying it. Game Tap. A game called DNA. Do not know what that is. Another game called Drop Team.
All right, who cares?
Don't know what that is. And something called Gumboy Crazy Adventures. I guess it's kind of like a Loco Roco-esque thing.
That's a bit of a very exciting Game Tap game for a bit, it seems like.
No. Well, Sam & Max came out last week.
Oh, I guess.
There you go. There's downloads.
Okay, let's go into the weekly game releases.
All right.
This is the first decent week since...
Yeah, this is an exciting week, actually.
Since, Christmas, on January 21st... You got Advance Wars Days of Ruin.
Can't wait.
Which is like that new Advance Wars that kind of has a more serious tone.
Yeah.
Well, that's
they don't have like J-Punk kids wearing headphones fighting war.
That's a shame. Yeah. Pirates of the Burning Sea.
Now,
during 21st.
I had the chance to play the open betas, and I didn't. Now I'm kind of regretting it because apparently I was just listening this week, or reading some stuff rather. It's supposed to be pretty neat.
I hope so. So far, my experience with pirate games have not been very good.
Have you played Sid Meier's Pirates?
I did like that.
That
I played
was
a
good.
Little bit of it. It was good. I did like that. You got that Sea Dogs a long time ago. I didn't like
it. It was too... I think that game tried to do too much.
Yeah, definitely. No More Heroes, January 22nd for the Wii. A lot of people have hopes for this game.
Yeah, like I said, I was kind of looking forward to this game. And like that video of him carrying coconuts around really killed it for me.
We'll see. I have a friend, Kevin, yeah, and this is kind of weird. He's really looking forward to this game.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't know. We'll see. That's exciting. Burnout Paradise for PS3 and Xbox 360, January 22nd.
Sigh.
And then you won't be playing it.
Just makes me sad.
Which is good, though, because since your 360 got stolen, I get your pre-order receipt.
Yeah, you give me $5 for it.
Okay. We'll see.
Yeah.
January 21st, Endless Ocean for the Wii.
Oh, this is one
weird.
Where you swim around and pet fish.
Interesting. It's kind of like that Africa game.
I guess.
Except it came out.
First.
It was probably it probably was developed and came out in the time between Africa was announced today. Mario Sonic at the Olympic Games, January 22nd, DS. Don't you own that game?
No, Catherine got me a rain check that I never used.
So what happens?
Nothing.
Oh, did she pay for it?
No, it's just they sold out, but it was on sale. You get a rain check and it guarantees
you the
sale price.
Weren't you
going
to buy it anyway because you felt bad about hurting her feelings?
Kind of. But then I explained to her that, like, it wasn't anything with her. It's just, that's not supposed to be a really good game.
Was she upset?
Not really. I have to explain it to her.
Okay.
She just thought it was good because it's selling well. And I said, yeah, everything's selling well on the Wii. That doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Especially if it has Mario and Sonic on it.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, we didn't talk about the NPDs.
Oh, God. Well, like, yeah.
We'll have to cut it. We'll cut it in there. You're gonna have your work cut out for you.
Yeah.
All right. One Piece, Unlimited Adventure for the Wii, January 22nd. Yeah, whatever. Iridium Runners for the PS2, January 22nd. What?
It's a futuristic racing game in which you must use special powers and weapons to win the Iridium Championship.
So it's like F-Zero.
I guess.
Or what? That other one. Pacific Storm Allies PC, January 21st. Looks like a Medal of Honor ripoff.
No, it's a combat, air combat add-on for a game called Pacific Storm.
Oh, so it's actually something legit?
Yeah.
That I just made fun of for no good reason?
Yeah.
Okay. Pixel Junk Monsters for the PS3. Is this something you talked about with the...
Oh, this game, it's coming out on PSN. It's a PSN download. You ever played that game, Desktop Tower Defense?
No, I heard about it.
It's something like that. It's kind of like an RTS Lite for the PSN.
Okay. And then Rainbow Islands Evolution for the PSP, June 24th. Wait, Bub and Bob?
Yeah, this is the Bubble Bobble sequel where, you know, you made little rainbow arches and you climbed up them.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
oh.
I didn't know this was coming. Interesting.
Usually they bundle this game with Bubble Bobble.
Yeah.
All right. Whatever. So that's it. I'll do the 411 of 411.
Yep.
All right. So the 411 on 411. We always like to talk about Derek Robbins' top 10 list on the 10th hour.
Yep.
And he's doing the top 10 GameCube games this week. And I was a pretty big fan of the GameCube, as you know.
Yes. GameCube is a fine system.
Yes. Number 10 is Pikmin 2. I did not play, sadly enough.
I
played the
I
first
either.
One. I liked
I
it, but I didn't play
it.
Much of it. But apparently, the thing I didn't like about Pikmin 1 was that, you know, it was all timed. It was all rush.
Yeah,
rush.
I hate stuff like that.
Pikmin 2 doesn't have that timer.
Right.
So apparently that makes it pretty good.
Now, I would really love to see this series resurrected on the Wii.
I think it will be.
Perfect for the point and click interface.
It should be.
Yeah.
Number 9.
Ooh.
F-Zero GX.
I love this game.
I didn't play it that much.
It was a great version.
It was fun. I don't know. I didn't like... I don't know. It was fun enough, but I don't know if I'd be on my top 10 list.
Mm-hmm.
8, Paper Mario, Thousand Year Door. Great game. It would be higher on my list.
Right.
On my list. But you play, how much of it did you play?
A few hours. You should 10 hours or so.
You should finish that game.
That memory card I had, I can't find.
You should start it over?
Yeah, I will.
I mean, it was a great game. I really liked it. Number 7, Beautiful Joe. Beautiful Joe 1 was a fun game.
Yeah.
It's weird, though, because I got the second one.
That series kind of...
Yeah, I got the second one. I was playing it, and it was pretty much more the same, but, like, I just didn't get past that first level, even.
Yeah.
Whereas Beautiful Joe 1, I almost beat it. 6 is Metroid Prime, kind of low for Metroid Prime, I think.
Yeah, this might actually be my favorite GameCube game.
And I can understand. I mean, you know, whatever. I think a lot of people put this higher. Whatever. I think a lot of people put it higher than Mario Sunshine anyways, mm-hmm. which is number 5. Which a lot of people give a lot of crap.
And, still a good game.
I liked it a lot still. I don't know. I thought it was fun. I appreciate the challenge.
And I think a lot of people complained that it only had one real setting, but you know me, I like tropical stuff, so I was fine with it.
You know, they don't complain about all the other games that only have one setting.
Yeah.
Like, Bioshock only took place in an underwater city the whole time.
Right.
4, Eternal Darkness. That's a good choice. That's a great game.
Yeah, I need to play more of that.
That's
actually
a great game. Number 3 is Resident Evil 4. Fan-freaking-tastic.
Mm-hmm.
Can't forget Jackson. Number 2 is Legend of Zelda Wind Waker. I loved it. I would put it up that high,
great
too.
Great game.
I would not have no problems putting it up that high. Number 1 choice, definitely my number 1 choice, Super Smash Bros. Melee.
Whee!
I think it's well-documented, the Melee fanboy that I am.
Yes.
Well-documented. So, good list there, good list.
Well done.
And also, we got James McGee's The Game Plan in defense of Blockbuster. So I guess he's defending...
The Blockbuster.
The Blockbuster. I thought he was defending the rental place.
His byline is, if it's popular and profitable, you should hate it, right? Well, actually, no.
I bet this is mostly defending Halo 3.
Right.
But Hall of Shame's talking about a game called Action 52. This is by Vincent Chiucci. I always get that wrong. But I don't know about this game. Do you?
Well, no, it's not a game. It's something, you know, you buy it and for like $200. It's like 52 NES games on it.
Oh, one of those things.
Yeah.
Okay. Wonder Years by Owain Brimfield is talking about Super Smash TV. Very fun game. 4-1 Factor Fiction. It's got Matthew... You say that. I've never seen an S and F together before.
Forsina.
So,
I think it's a silent S.
Forsina? I guess that makes sense.
Forsina.
And then Randy Isbell. And they're on there. They're talking about stuff like Microsoft's apology for all the Xbox Live downage. Burnout Paradise's concept, Bioshock sequel, and all that good stuff.
Yes.
And then, of course, you got Nintendo Files, Full Circle, which was written by you this week.
Yes, it was another Agile edition of the Full Circle.
I had my first week back at college, and it was just kind of rough.
It was my first week back to college, too.
You have night classes. So? I got up at 8 every day.
Yeah,
8
yeah.
8 or 9:30. I was just tired. But what the heck is this?
What?
The PC-centric extravaganza?
Where?
By Chris Evans right here. We have a new news report.
Oh, cool.
That does PC stuff, apparently.
Oh, well done.
Oh, welcome, Chris. You should get a logo. You know what I felt bad? That's... Oh, I forget who. Somebody sent me a new logo for Full Circle, and you didn't use it. I always hope we didn't see it and felt dissed.
No, we did not mean to slight you.
If he's even listening.
I was uninformed.
Uninformed. But,
We didn't mention the 6-axis. I'd hate to leave Mark...
I know.
Out.
I hope you understand. It's just 6-axis. It's not even up here by the time I'm here. But yeah, 6-axis is there.
I always read this.
But we still want to get on the podcast.
Yeah, Mark, I'm sorry. It's just, you know, my house got robbed and this week has been kind of a mess.
So we're
still working on it.
Yeah, we're working
on it. It's coming.
We are working.
Something to keep everybody coming back next week.
I guess so. Mark's. How are we going to do that exactly?
Just like we used to do with the Skype and the clapping
and
everything. Yeah.
Back in the clapping days. That was fun. So what are you going to be doing now? What are you going to be playing?
A lot of DS, Wii, and PC.
I told you, you should really play Resident Evil 4 on the Wii.
Very possible.
Did you even play that much Resident Evil 4 when I think about it?
I played the first 3 hours or so.
Oh, you
need fought the boss, the dog came and helped me, and I did some other stuff.
You're not even as far into it as you think.
Right.
You should play more of that game.
Okay.
Fantastic. And I still say the Wii version is the best version of it.
That's good.
Yeah, I definitely think so. And you never beat Zelda. You can do that.
Yeah,
Chris can
that.
Stop hating you.
I could try to get through the rest of Mario Galaxy. I don't have far to go on that.
No, you don't have very far to go on that. Yeah, you should have fun. Are you really going to play WoW again? Really?
Yeah, I bought the card, the subscription card.
Oh, that's right, you did.
So,
I wish I had a card I could maybe play with you. Maybe I will. I always do that, though. I always, like, play for 10 days. But anyways, my Final Fantasy XI free month is probably getting near an end.
Yeah.
Started around Christmas. No, I waited a little bit. Yeah, okay.
We should play more of that.
We should. If it sounds like we're killing time, that's because we are. Yeah. All right, then. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. You can, of course, listen to this show on our blog, explodingbarrel.wordpress.com, or on 411mania.com/games. Thank you very much, 411mania. And, of course, you can also listen to us on the iTunes Music Store. And I'll tell you what, 411, they're getting a lot of podcasts these days. We have a movies podcast, Larry and the Wife, which is the wrestling podcast. There's also a Ring of Honor specific podcast called Attack of the Row Bots, like ROH, Ring of Honor.
Right.
Clever name, I thought.
Well done.
So we got a whole thing going here.
Yeah, it's nice.
I think we're like the second one, really, to formally be a part of the podcast.
Right.
You know, Larry and the Wife was first, and then us. So we have a dynasty going.
Woo! We're founding fathers.
Oh, that's awesome to say it like that.
I'm going to sign my name real big.
That's good stuff. All right. I'm going to play some more Saturn, I think. I want to make sure it's battery recycled. Really is keeping the safe while working by
CR 2032. I'm surprised I remembered that.
I'm just playing Sonic and seeing, make sure it works before I tackle Panzer Dragoon.
Right.
All right, but thanks for listening, everyone.
Woot.
Have a good week. We'll be back next week, hopefully with Mark. We'll see.
Yeah.
So take care.
Out.